there's somebody has asked for the spelling of his last name. It's A-U-S-T-E-R. If you would like to get what we're talking about this morning, the Second Mexican War, if you'll go to front, let me get it again here, frontpagemagazine.com. Now,
John, the easiest way to find it is not to go to Front Page, but just to Google Second Mexican War and Auster, and that way you'll find the article right away.
Very good. And I was going to give, you have your own personal website?
View from the Right. I won't give the address, just Google View from the Right, and you'll find
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. Back to our telephone lines, and Dick in Glendale, good morning here on KFNX.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. Hey, Mr. Oster, thank you very much. Welcome to the fight.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Listen, I've got a question for you, sir. Number one, would you be willing to run for the governorship for the state of Arizona? Look, you know, we can laugh, but we need someone. You know, we're desperate out here. We can't get the cronies from we keep on sending these people back, and they've got their own damn agenda. We can't do anything with them. You know, whether they're Republican or a Democrat makes no difference. They're a bunch of globalists, you know. So we've got to vote them out, and we need some good people that will stand up for the American people and the citizens of Arizona and shut that damn border down.
We do need new kinds of politicians. I don't think I'm suited for politics myself, but we need new kinds of completely different kinds of leaders. The left, liberal, and right in America, they're all liberals of different stripes. And we just have to have a completely different view of these things.
All right, back to our phone lines. And Howard, it says here you're calling from New York?
That's right.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I have a comment and then a number of questions from Mr. Oster.
All right.
My comment is I actually thought that Carlos, the earlier caller from Mexico, was a very graphic example for us all of the sense of aggrieved entitlement that so many Mexicans feel about the United States. It never occurred to him that Americans might object to his coming to America any time he feels like it. Of course, he also has been affected by the Mexican propaganda, which teaches Mexicans to believe that the United States would simply collapse if Mexicans weren't up here doing everything for those of us who apparently won't work for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a great object lesson for everybody listening. My questions, though, and I think as Mr. Oster knows, I admire his Second Mexican War article very much. I think it's as good a one-place summation as we're likely to find right now. But maybe its topic for another article is what should the U.S. government do, assuming the U.S. government were inclined to do
mm-hmm.
anything about the problem? And so I guess I would focus on a few things. One is, what military role do you see in controlling the border, controlling the Mexican influx? And then a second question that flows from that is, what sort of problems are we likely to have now that we have so many Mexicans and Mexican Americans and other Latin Americans, both in the armed forces and in the border patrol? And leads to my third question, which is, how long, practically speaking, with things going the way they are, do we have to do anything about this before demographically the situation becomes irreversible?
Right, how are you listening to our program in New York? Are you on our website?
Well, I'm a follower of Mr. Oster's website, and I saw, as I checked it this morning, that he was going to be on the air, so I thought I'd listen.
Very good.
So I'm listening to you over the Internet.
Very good. All right, go ahead, Lawrence.
Glad to meet you, Howard, on the phone. Just to answer the first question, what do we do? If Mexico is at war with us, it's a war of national expansion to bring and plant the Mexican nation in the United States and gain power over it, then, and using immigration and illegal immigration as the principal means of doing that, how do we respond to that? Well, all right, let's start with the question of the military. It's often been said we ought to have the military at the border to help protect the border. But when that's said, even by, you know, borders enforcers and conservatives, they're still thinking within the law enforcement paradigm. And we need to look at this the same way that after 9/11 we realized that we were dealing with terrorism as a law enforcement issue instead of as a war. In the same way, we need to think of the Mexican invasion as a war, not as law enforcement. So what would we do if we saw what Mexico is really seeking to do against us? way about us. When the Mexican consulate is distributing the matricula consular and is distributing the guide to, for Mexican migrants to Mexican illegals, we would say, you must stop this. And if they don't stop it, then we start to do harder things on them.
Then you're going to have the ACLU talking to you, Lawrence, about free speech and First Amendment.
But listen, John, anything that I'm talking about here is completely outside the paradigm of our current politics. That has to be understood. And we are now in a completely liberal society, and that means national suicide. So the kinds of things I'm talking about assume that we have already broken outside of that liberalism, outside of political correctness, and are able to act as a nation. Are we able to do that right now? No, but that's what we need to be able to do. So let's look at what we could do and should do if we were able to do it. And that way we may develop the thought that will help us move in that direction. We would also insist that Mexico get control over its border. It has a lawless situation there with drug smugglers and rogue military elements who are doing a variety of things at the border, which also softens up our side of the border. They have to either get control of the border area, or we will do it for them using our military. We have to have mass removals of illegals, Mexican legals, from this country. And if Mexico still does not accede to our demands and still keeps carrying on this war against us, then we start talking about removing non-citizen resident aliens from this country. They have no right to be here. They are here at our sufferance. So these are a few of the things that an America that respected itself as a nation would begin to do, the kinds of things that America prior to the 1960s would have done.
What about, I don't know if I'm still on the line, what about shutting down Mexican consulates that issue matriculas consulares?
Absolutely. There's an expanding number of Mexican consulates as in the U.S., as Heather McDonald documented. They have so much to do here in their promotion of the Mexican illegals in the United States that their numbers have gone from 40 to 50 to 60, and they are the front line of the Mexican government's war against America. And I think shutting down the consulates would be an excellent idea.
Okay, Howard, appreciate your call, and thank you for listening. Hope you'll call back one of these times. Rene in Glendale, good morning. You're on KFNX with Lawrence Oster.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
It's all fine and dandy, but what are you going to do about this? America was founded on greed, and it's going to die on greed. And if I hold a dollar to this to your guest, he will take it and shut up. Now, another thing.
All right. No, I'm not going to let you go further because you have nothing to say. You're simply hostile against America. You have nothing to contribute to this discussion except the fact that you're an enemy of this country. So what do I have to discuss with you? Get off the phone.
He's off the phone. Whit, you're on KFNX with Lawrence Oster.
Happy New Year, John.
Yes.
Lawrence, I don't believe we're at war with Mexico, nor do I believe that Mexico is at war with us, nor do I believe that a Mexican nomad seeking sustenance for himself and his family is an enemy of mine, for I love him as myself. He's a fellow human being. Now, if there's a neocon cabal...
Did you say that you regard a Mexican illegal crossing this border
as your brother? I don't regard anybody as an illegal as a person.
So therefore you don't believe in enforcing the law against them, is that correct?
I don't think our immigration laws are what they should be, but I also don't think anybody that violates them is a criminal. Okay.
What do you think ought to be done about it?
I want to talk to you about this supposed Mexican neocon cabal that is attempting to subvert the U.S. and backhanded-wise, backdoor-wise, and take us over, which is kind of a laughable vision of the future. I actually believe in the virtues of free trade as in the virtues of free will as being one and the same thing if the person themselves exercising that is a virtuous person. Now, if there's a neocon cabal...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That means they're not virtuous.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to because I don't have any idea what you're talking about. How come you're the only one that knows of this neocon cabal in Mexico that's trying to
take a breath for a minute. What is this neocon cabal you're talking about? Because I'm at a loss, too. I'm trying to follow you, and I'm not having much luck.
John, he is suggesting that Vicente Fox and other powers that be in the Mexican legislature are using the people that are crossing the border illegally as unwitting dupes in an attempt to take over the United States of
America.
They
openly say it. They openly say it.
I was going to say
article.
That.
Look at the quotes.
That ought to be obvious to the most casual observer, for God's sakes, when they're giving him maps. When they're doing all the things they're doing to getting them over there, and when their second largest item in their gross domestic product is the money that our people send, that the Mexicans here send back to them, over $30 billion a year, that their economy would collapse in 5 minutes if it wasn't for that. So what in the world do you think they're doing?
Vicente Fox said that economic exchange, and that exchange of $30 billion happens to be good for the United States of America as well as for Mexican citizenry. But if there are Mexican politicians that are trying to take over the United States backdoor-wise, why not just kill them?
Well,
that's what I would do.
Well, we go from the ridiculous, from the sublime, I should say, to the ridiculous. Again, I've got to pause, do a little bit of business, and Lawrence, if you'll hang tight with me. We'll be back. We've got a few more calls, and we'll conclude. We've got lines available at 602-277-5369. Right now, let's go to the traffic center, and here's Karen.
Thank you, John. Your KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Advil. An injury accident on 83rd Avenue at Glendale. Also, another accident, Peoria Avenue west of 51st. More accidents, Lindsay Road at Southern, Ray Road at Bell Vista, 90th Street at Via Linda. Lindsay Road at Main Street, also Rural Road at Ray Road have accidents on them. Southern Avenue at Loop 101, Vista Road at US 60, 7th Avenue north of Dunlap Avenue, and 35th Avenue at Northern Avenue. Freeway conditions for you this morning. Westbound Loop 202 at Alma School Road has an accident on it. Other injury accidents, 44th Street at Indian School Road and Greenfield Road at Broadway Road. Your KFNX traffic report brought to you by Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works. Advil, the every pain reliever. From the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Kara Andera.
KFNX Cave Creek, Phoenix.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control, the budget deficit is eating this country alive, Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Roadrunners Hockey is back in the Valley of the Sun. Have you got your tickets? Don't miss any of the fast-paced, hard-hitting action this season at Downtown America West Arena. Season tickets, half-season packages, 9-game plans, and flex plans are on sale now and priced to fit anyone's budget. For more information, contact your Roadrunner sales representative at 602-462-GOAL. That's 602-462-4625. Phoenix Roadrunners Hockey. We'll see you on the ice.
Raise your financial awareness. Join host Nathan Finch every Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. for the Lend Me the Money radio show. You can take what he says to the bank. That's Lend Me the Money with Concord Mortgage's Nathan Finch, Thursdays at 1 p.m. on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Uncontrolled anger ruins marriages, destroys the personalities of growing children, loses jobs, and causes more unhappiness than any other emotion. The remarkable thing about it is that it's largely unnecessary.
Tune into the Mac Newton Power Hour Thursday afternoons at 4 right here on KFNX 1100. To contact John and his cronies, just call 602-277-KFNX.
All right, our lines are all busy right now, but we'll get to as many calls as we possibly can. Back with Lawrence in just 1 minute. But before we go back, I got to tell you about the Edelweiss German Deli. As I said several times, and I will say it again, that when I came here many years ago, one of the first accounts I ever got, one of the first places I learned to patronize, and a bunch of people that I've learned to really, truly enjoy over the years, is the Edelweiss German Deli at 13439 North Cape Creek Road. That's about a half mile north of Sweetwater on the east side of the street, where you find all of those old country goodies. You'll find hundreds of products that are imported, from cosmetics, clear on down to things like candies and cookies and everything else in between. All kinds of good foodstuffs and items and flavorings and seasonings and everything else that goes along with it. They've got those great German knotwurst and bratwurst and Polish sausages, Hungarian sausages, all kinds of great sausages there. Over 25 kinds of fabulous lunch meats that you can select from. More kinds of cheeses than you can count. And they've got the greatest thing. Now, they're not the biggest deli in the country, but they were voted the best by the readers of New Times magazine, News Times tabloid, okay? So they ain't the biggest. They just happen to be the best. They've got breads and they've got crackers, and I could go on and on. You just got to go see them and try them out. Try out some of the great deli products that they make right there in their own kitchen. Their German potato salad, which is really authentic. They've got their sauerkrauts. They've got other salads and things of this sort. Check them out. You will enjoy, and I know you're going to want to go back, as I have many, many times over the years. The Edelweiss German Deli at 13439 North Cave Creek Road, just a half mile north of Sweetwater on the east side of the street. Back to my guests. Now, before I lose you, Lawrence, give your website again, please.
Yes, View from the Right. You can just Google View from the Right, and you'll
find it. Is that all one word?
No.
Okay.
Or the URL is am as in Mary, amnation.com. And I also want to suggest that to participate actively in defending our country, that people sign up at numbersusa.com, and they are doing the most effective work right now through sending free faxes to Congress, and have on a couple of occasions stopped these amnesties from going through. The Senate is trying to put another amnesty again now, and the best way to stop that is to participate through Numbers USA.
Okay, and back to our telephone line. And Wilson in Sun Lakes, good morning. You're on KFNX with Lawrence Oster.
Yes, John and Mr. Oster. I got a question and a comment, please. The question is, have you ever heard of a document of San Diego? It dates back from the late 1800s?
No.
Okay, it's something that they've re-resurrected. It basically, it says that the Hispanics are going to come in here and take over and, if necessary, kill all the white people. And it's been re-resurrected. The comment is we have this organization called La Raza, and now we have an Attorney General here of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez, and nobody seemed to think that there was any problem with that. But I have to ask that, you know, if it was a white person that belonged to a pro-white organization, we'd still be hearing cries of racism, but nobody seemed to care about the racist Alberto Gonzalez being nominated and approved by the Senate and the House to be our Attorney General.
Yes, Gonzalez has positions on immigration that are highly objectionable, but if he were a white person, it wouldn't change anything, because the entire Bush crew believes in open borders and surrender to Mexico. Bush made this quite clear in August 2000, when he, unlike any previous Republican national candidate, he welcomed the spread of the Spanish language and the Mexican culture and the Hispanic culture in the United States, and said this was a great thing. Nobody else noticed it at the time. I wrote about it, but this is where Bush is coming from.
That's
so
true.
It wouldn't matter whether Gonzalez was the Attorney General or a white man.
Okay.
That it?
Well,
oh, sorry about that. We'll get it another time. Good morning, Woody. You're on KFNX with Lawrence Oster, and I'm down to about 3 minutes.
Okay. I'll make my main point perfectly clear. For some reason, the callers earlier that were so disillusioned about whether or not you should trust your neighbor or be able to assume that a man who would not be interested in immigration laws, how you could treat them as a brother. My answer to that is we all have homes, and with those homes, we establish borders around it. And my family has had problems in the past where families have tried to move fences and tried to claim that the new fences are the new borders and things like that. It always came down to the same argument that sooner or later people have to respect a border. People sooner or later have to at least agree where it is they live. And with the free trade ideas, sure, you can go trade with anybody you want, but the problem is where you're going to live. The laws that you have where you live must stand. You can't just ignore your country.
You're absolutely,
people are people.
You're absolutely correct, sir. That man who called before and talked about, used all this, he misused all this Christian language about everybody as his brother. Well, would he open up his house to anybody who wanted to move into his house? Of course not. He's only using that language against the United States, not out of any Christian motive, but because he doesn't believe in the United States and he wants to harm it.
And the handouts and the ideas that the people have when they come here, I mean, we've heard the quotes. They're basically saying either we're taking back something that we feel is ours, which is a war effect.
Exactly.
Taking something from someone who doesn't want to give it to you is basically war.
Yes.
And then second, they're actually supporting them with documents and pamphlets and things on how to get things for free or easier when they're already here illegally.
Right. And I have to say, when I began working on this article of the Second Mexican War at Front Page Magazine, I myself had not thought about the issue in those terms before. I was like everybody else. I looked at it as this mass migration that we had to stop, and I didn't realize the extent to which it is a concerted, collective campaign by the Mexican nation, the Mexican people, the Mexican state, and we have to oppose it as a nation.
Lawrence, we're out of time. Give your website one more time.
Amnation.com/VFR, or just go to View from the Right.
All right. Great to talk to you. Appreciate what you're writing. We'll be looking forward to more, and we'll anticipate talking with you again, hopefully in the not too distant future. All right. That's going to wrap it up for me. I'm sorry for the rest of you on the lines. Couldn't get to you this morning. Just didn't have the time. But appreciate all the phone calls, all the interaction, everything else. Thank you very much. I don't have it in front of me, but we got a good show lined up for you tomorrow. Take my word for it. So, the good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. If all goes well, they don't blow up Palo Verde. We'll be back tomorrow because we love you, Arizona.
It's 9 o'clock.